Hello up there in the North Country, WDLC. I'll begin this tape in about 10 seconds. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Pike County Hour. This is your host, Squire Durr, inviting you once again to a period of music and news, things to do with the people and places in this part of the country. You know, we gather these little bits of information together and pass them along to you. Certainly, we hope you'll find them interesting and that you'll stay tuned. You will, won't you? yes, indeed, and a very good day to you from Pinellas County in Florida. Making this tape, sending it up to the North Country. Hope that some part of it will be pleasurable and that you'll enjoy it, because this actually is the Pike County Hour, which is being broadcast over the facilities of WDLC, 1490 on your radio dial, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:05. I have a lot of fun down here doing this program and getting these things together. I don't have very much of an audience. Most of the time I sit here in this little corner of my living room, which I loosely call my studio, and I've got the place pretty well messed up with a great variety of papers and all sorts of things, because that's what the way this program is put together, with a lot of little odds and ends. Sometimes they're interesting and sometimes not, but many people tell me they are, and that always makes me happy. Got a paper from home today, and that's always fun to read about what's going on up around Pike County and in the tri-state area, because this program embraces not only Pike County but Orange County and Sussex County across the river over in New Jersey, and that's always nice. So when you get a paper when you're away from home, a letter or mail, even though you've only been away a comparatively small time, it's certainly a short time, it actually is very interesting. The front page of the paper here has a picture of a very charming girl who is the queen. She is the queen of the orchid exposition. She is going to be reigning as Miss Florida in this thing. The reason I talk about that is because this program has to do primarily with orchids. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in St. Petersburg, which is about 15 or 16 miles from where I am at the minute, in one of the large buildings, there is going to be a display. Orchids will be there from all parts of the world. They will be flown in from Hawaii, from the Orient, and I suspect that it's, and willing to believe it, perhaps is one of the largest shows, flower shows of orchids that there is in the world. So it's going to be something that we're going to go to and see. One of the exhibitors in this is the lady who is nearby, and we have gotten to know her very well. She raises orchids. I'm going to have a chat with her a little later on in this program, but we didn't have too much time, and she getting ready to get her many and beautiful orchids ready and cut and transported down to this place. She had very little time to talk to me, and so that we couldn't lay this out. So I'll have to preface some of the things that we talk about, that we're going to talk about later, to set the stage, so to speak. This girl whose picture appears on the front page of the paper, and it says here, Monday mornings don't necessarily have to be blue. It's much more fun to color them orchid as above. A pretty girl and some pretty flowers are more than enough reason for a picture, ordinarily. But in this case, the charming scene above is highly symbolic. For the young lady holding the orchid so tenderly is reigning Miss Florida, Carol Lynn Bloom, whose newest title is Orchid Queen of the 18th International Orchid Show. The three-day show begins on Friday at the Bayfront Center in St. Petersburg and will be officially opened by the Orchid Queen at noon Friday after arrival there by helicopter. The picture above where made at the Sunken Gardens. And here is this very beautiful girl wearing a great variety of orchids. I cannot tell you the name, where my lady, my interviewee here, she could tell us and we would know. Orchids are mysterious things, and there are a great many of them, and they are very beautiful and exotic. You don't plant them in the ground like you do other things. They are, I guess, are parasites and grow on pieces of spongy sort of bark, and they're unusual. We called at this lady's home, and I used a portable tape recorder, which isn't the best in the world, and so the reproduction of our interview may not be as good as I would like to have it. However, it is exceedingly good and made up for, certainly by the quality of the information that we pass along. This lady raises these orchids in a part of her property that is set aside for it. I suppose one might call it a greenhouse because actually it's green. It's situated very beautifully on the inland waterway, perhaps a short of distance from the greenhouse, maybe 40 feet is the inland waterway where are great numbers of terns and gulls and are at this very minute flying around the place. And there are orange trees and grapefruit trees and papaya trees. And we have just are going to see a papaya. And perhaps be given one. We've been promised one, and that's sort of interesting. And so we're going to take this small recorder down and talk to this lady, and then we're going to transfer it to the larger one. So I just thought I would, set the stage for this so that you know what's coming up and can fill in some of the gaps that might exist as far as this is concerned. So I hope you'll enjoy with me these, if we have been able to make a word picture of these things so that you can see what and hear what these people do. This is a terrifically interesting thing, and the amount of knowledge that one must have to, this lady is so modest, the knowledge that one must have to know about these orchids. But I think now I'll have to stop because I think it's time for a message from this studio.
Because I just know such a little bit about orchids. There's so much to learn, and more orchids than any other plant except grasses. They find more and more varieties to them, and they're crossing them all the time. So that one never gets tired. They range in size from the size of a little fingernail or possibly the size of a pinhead, which we have seen this afternoon, to some of them almost as big as a size grapefruit. They last such a long time. There's one orchid here, my Nellie Morley, that was in bloom when I came home the middle of October, and it's still blooming. I don't know, I wish I knew how long it was going to stay on, but that will have to be cut off for our orchid show, which is coming of the week.
I know that orchids last a long time because I recall our son Bubba sends his mother one. Usually she wears it once and then puts it in the refrigerator, where it stays for long periods of time and is never worn again, unhappily, until it is finally disposed of. But I know that they last a long time. But when you told me that this one was there that I'm looking at with six blooms, it's astonishing to think that it would last and be as beautiful and as perfect. Is this one that you're going to display? And tell us about your show, won't you?
The show will be the end of the week, and there will be more orchids than have ever been in this area before. The people in Honolulu will send a great many. They'll come from all over the United States. And the cut flower exhibit will be beautiful. The corsage exhibit will be lovely. And the plants, there will be commercial growers, and then there will be some amateurs, just as some of us are. We will have small displays. The name of the show is Parade of Orchids. And we are supposed to carry out that idea. We have just looked at vanilla, which is in bud, and I hope to see it in bloom very quickly. It is the real vanilla, which you use for seasoning of all kinds, and the bloom itself is a yellow bloom on mine. I believe there's a white one too. It will stay in bloom for some time, but each bloom only lasts one day. That's different from the one that we've been talking about before, that has the bloom itself doesn't change at all.
The beans of this orchid are what vanilla is made from?
When the bloom sets a seed, the seed is ground up when it dries, a seed pod, and that is where we get our vanilla flavoring. It is the only orchid that is commercially valuable.
Oh, isn't that interesting? Now, we're sitting here and just surrounded by so many of these very exotic plants. Would you just sort of point around at some of them for me? Supposing you take the microphone and hold it about 6 or 8 inches away, I'll walk along with you.
We have here one that has been adjudged a prize orchid before. We call it chocolate. That isn't the real name of it. Smells exactly like chocolate, and that's where the name of that comes from. The color is hard to describe. Could you describe that color?
No, is it red?
Is it purple?
It isn't, is it? It's a red.
It's a midnight red.
Is that what the color is?
Well, I don't know, but that's the only way I can think of it.
No, it's a very beautiful one, an unusual color, certainly.
This one is a cymbidium. They, I'm using them very, very much for corsages now, and this is a miniature, but it blooms very heavily. The big ones have not bloomed here in Florida well because it takes more cold than we have.
Cold? Did you say cold?
Except right now.
Yes.
They're developing them. We can raise here, and I'll be glad to get some of them. Some of the spikes of blooms have gone, well, they would go out the roof if I didn't keep them turned down.
They almost look like any vine would be, a grapevine almost.
That's 8 feet tall, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My gracious. How about that beautiful...
That one is a cross of one of the local growers here. It's called David Sweet. It's a cat.
I knew a minister by that name, an Episcopal minister. He was a very dear friend of mine.
I wonder if it was named for him.
I don't know.
I have to ask about it.
Isn't that interesting, David?
Well, it varies a great deal. This one is a typical one, but my friend has one that is almost white instead of yellow there. It varies a great deal. This here is what they call an Anglican. It has a long spur. Botanist said it couldn't be because it has to be fertilized at the end of that spur. And they said there was no insect that could possibly fertilize that. Couldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
But in Madagascar, they discovered an insect that has a curled up proboscis, and he shoots it right down, all the way down in there, and fertilizes it way down in the end.
Isn't that an interesting thing?
Yeah. When I first started with those, I'm very fond of the Anglicans. It's such a waxy, beautiful flower. And
there were, as I understood it, just 9 varieties of Angraecum, and I thought, well, maybe I could get one of each of those. But they keep discovering them, and I think there are nearer 90 now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe I've given it up.
What's this bunchy one over
well,
here?
Well, that is, I've loved it because it looks like an hyacinth that we have north. It's it came from Bangkok, from Mr. Sagarik there, one we learned to know when we were in Thailand last, 2 years ago, 1963, at the Orchid Conference in Singapore, and we went from Singapore to Bangkok. This, that was one of his that he developed, and it's been sent on.
We had a slight interruption while we thought of the name of that particular one. I was going to say that it certainly resembles wisteria, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Also, the spike is very much like a hyacinth, and I think that's the reason why I've always loved it so. But it's an Arides, A-E-R-I-D-E-S, and there are several varieties of that. There is one that is deep, deep red that's beautiful. I have some plants, and I hope it'll come into bloom. And this Vanda up here is one of the better-known Vandas. It is, can you read that now?
I could read it, but I never could pronounce anything that has more than 3 syllables, so I guess
This one is an Arata, and that means...
These are all proper words you're using here. They don't sound like words, but they all
yeah.
Sound. I'm sure that
I don't know. That isn't Eisenhower. There is a present Eisenhower that's beautiful, but that one does not happen to be that particular bend. This is a Cattleya araniaca, and it is a beautiful color, but it doesn't last very long.
One of them just fell on the floor.
No, they don't last.
Andriandiacas.
It doesn't last very long.
Well, you know, this is so nice of you to take the time to tell us about this. And this program I wish we had time to really do it, but it's an informal thing, you know, and we've certainly been informal here this afternoon. We're going to get a group, 8 or 10 of us, maybe more, I believe, and we're going down to see the show, I guess Saturday, is that, Eleanor, is that the Friday or Saturday, and we're looking forward to seeing you there and greeting you and showing you, showing off some of our friends to you, and you show off your orchids to us, and it'll be very nice. Thank you very much. It's been so nice to have you.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Well, we've used up a lot of time, and I guess it's time for a message from the studio. Well, here we are back again on It's the Pike County Hour, coming to you from Indian Rocks Beach down here in Florida, where I'm enjoying, we have been enjoying a week of very poor weather. About 10 days now, it's been unpleasant, and it's hard to believe that, you know. I heard a fella say this morning that never in his experience did he ever have anybody tell him. He used to live in Massachusetts. He was my favorite fella that I listened to on the radio down here, Chuck DeWitt. And he tells me that all the time he lived in Massachusetts, he never heard that they ever had bad weather in Florida. He always heard that the weather was always good, and nobody ever mentioned the fact, and he never thought about it. And so he came to Florida, and believe me, he's been disappointed, so he said, many, many times. And he expressed genuine sympathy with the people from the north that come down here and come down for a week or two, you know, looking forward to a nice vacation, laying around on the beach and all of that. We've actually been here now for 28 days or so, and I think there's only been about 2 days that we could lay on the beach as such, and the rest of the time it's been windy, and we did have a clear day yesterday, and now the story is the chances of rain again today are something up over 50%. And so that's the way it is. Well, you know, we used up quite a lot of time in that interview, and so we'll have to sort of make up for it. So at this time, I'll call for another announcement from the studio. Back again, and we sort of crowded a couple in there rather closely together, but that's the way it is, I suppose, when you're... it's difficult to time these interviews just exactly the way you want to. I hope this one has been a pleasant one for you. Some of the programs perhaps might be enjoyable to you. We hope so, and we'll tell you more about it. Well, I guess it's time now for us to conclude this, the Pike County Hour, and as we usually do, we do it with a hymn, and so I believe we'll have one right now. Well, this brings to a conclusion another session of what we call the Pike County Hour, coming to you from a remote spot this time. And this is Choir Durr saying so long.